Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's been a privilege to be able to share a message with you from God's Word each morning this week. Western civilization was founded upon the principles of freedom and individualism and resists any form of subjugation or the very thought of surrender. Prime Minister Winston Churchill's words to the House of Commons during the opening salvo of World War II in 1940 best exemplify this philosophy. Speaking of potential Nazi invaders, he said, "We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender." And while these words rightfully stir up patriotic sentiment and fervor in our secular lives, Christians must realize that with regard to our spiritual existence, we must all surrender and yield to our Lord Christ Jesus. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians, speaking of Jesus, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We will either surrender our stubborn will now or at the judgment in loyalty and obedience to our King. And so this week we've been discussing five things in our lives we must surrender in order to be pleasing to the Lord. We've discussed surrendering my pride, surrendering my tongue, surrendering my temper, and surrendering my worldly desires. And today, finally, we want to discuss surrendering my quarreling, my fighting, my bickering. In Titus chapter 3, beginning in verse 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul writes, "But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned." We are to avoid foolish disputes, which cause dissension, because they are unprofitable and useless. We must bring people together, not divide them apart. So often we find ourselves quarreling and arguing over the most ridiculous things, and then having hard feelings about those things. Paul says, don't argue about foolish disputes, about things that don't matter. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, Paul writes to Timothy, "Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort." Paul gives examples of folks that Timothy knows who are divisive and who say things and argue and quarrel just to cause problems. Arguing about things that do not matter and being careless with what we say leads, Paul says, to ungodliness. In Proverbs chapter 20, beginning in verse 3, the wisdom writer says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." There is no legitimate purpose to raising divisive arguments except to upset and divide. Such is the action of fools, Proverbs says, not honorable men. And it goes on in chapter 26 of Proverbs, in verse 17, to say, "He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a dog by the ears." We are encouraged to stay out of others' quarrels, because if we don't, if we involve ourselves, it's like taking a dog by the ears, which will inevitably lead to getting bit. So for us to be pleasing to the Lord, we must surrender our arguing, our quarreling, our bickering. I thank you for listening this morning and each morning this week as we've discussed surrendering all to our Lord. Let us live out the words today of the old hymn, "All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give."